very dignified instrument, usually. At its heart, it is really just a box of whistles. A very big box of whistles, of all shapes and sizes. What you've just heard is a single group of pipes known as the bourdon, which sounds like a flute. The pipes are capped on the end, so the sound travels up through the pipes, hits the cap, and comes back down. This saves some room, since the pipes only need to be half as tall as they would be if they weren't capped. The stop knob has a little 8 on it, but the pipes are really only around 4 feet tall or less. Huh, talk about false advertising. Now, the mutation stops. Sounds an octave and a third higher than the key the organist actually plays. If it weren't combined with the aforementioned flute stop, it would sound like we were suddenly in the wrong key altogether. Instead, we get a curious, penetrating sound. Next, the foundation stops. These provide the basic organ sound. A healthy, robust tone, if a little plain vanilla. We'll hear the 8, 4, and 2-foot stops, 3 different foundation stops, each of whose largest pipes in the group is of the lengths I just mentioned. Each stop, 8-foot, 4-foot, and 2-foot, sounds a different octave. The 8-foot pipes are at regular pitch. The 4-foot pipes, being exactly half as tall, are 1 octave higher, and the 2-foot pipes are an octave above that. By combining them all, we get 3 notes for the price of 1. For example, by playing middle C with the 8-foot stop, then adding the 4-foot stop, and the 2-foot stop, the organist can play 3 different octaves at once without having to bother actually pushing all 3 of those keys down. You organists certainly are a lazy bunch. Thank you. some mixtures into the mix. A mixture stop actually makes several pipe sounds at once, usually some type of chord in the upper register, so that a bright, majestic sound is added to the organ. This particular mixture is labeled Roman numeral 4. So, if I have my math right, that's four pipes, plus one for the 8-foot, the 4-foot, and the 2-foot, which means every note you play has air rushing through 7 pipes at once? Man, you are lazy. The organist has found a way to make it sound even an octave higher than that by using what's called a super coupler, which moves the sound from the upper keyboard to the lower one, and at the same time makes it sound an octave higher. This calls for some very small pipes. In fact, the smallest pipes on this organ are only about an inch high. Of the Calliope, huh? Now let's go back to the flute stops. Here the organist has found a way to make them sound both an octave below, which is rather muddy, and one octave above their original position, without actually sounding at any of the pitches he actually plays. Knock yourself out, Dr. Hammer. The reed stops yet. These pipes have reeds in them that vibrate when the air is pushed through them. First, we'll hear from the soft reed, the crumb horn, and then the louder trumpet stop. Thank you. For one thing, the tremolo. What is this next variation supposed to be? A Mozartian elevator music? Next up, we've got the pin whistle. The mutations are back, and don't forget a guest appearance by the 16-foot-tall tuba pipes. Oh, we wouldn't want to waste that one. It is the obligatory slow variation, with only 8-foot flutes and foundations. It's hard to know if Mozart is joking when he takes a silly little tune like this and makes it sound so expressive and noble.
Thank you.
foundations, strings, mixtures, flutes, sub and supercouplers. You'll hear most of the organ by the end. Take it away, Maestro.